You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
This week on Blitz Bills, we're giving Avengers Endgame spoilers. Oh wait, Shady already did that for us. Plus, we're talking about the end of Beast Mode and how we'd improve the NFL draft. So sit back and crack a cold one. It's time to get blitzed. Welcome to Blitzed, where we talk NFL and rate popular drinks at the same time. A thrilling NFL draft has come and gone, and the season of second-guessing has begun!
Yeah.
And while we freely admit we don't really know any college players, apparently Giants GM Dave Gettleman doesn't either. And he's still trying to fool Giants fans by throwing darts at names during the draft. Congratulations. But we'll get to that and more, but first, let's introduce our hosts.
Introducing tonight's starting lineups. The coach.
Seriously, I did not know about this. This is so awesome.
The rookie.
Get out there and smash.
And stats.
I'm just the stats guy. I have no idea.
That's kind of my thing.
As I mentioned, the draft is over, and what's important is Dave Gettleman is a general manager of an NFL football team, and you're not.
Yet.
Fair enough. However, one GM that wants to keep his job seems to be John Robinson, who, according to NFL.com, got an A for his draft. Spoiler alert, NFL.com gave about 27 teams an A for the draft. But in his honor, we're going to drink the Tennessee Honey Tea Cocktail, which is made of Jack Daniel's Tennessee Honey and Tennessee Fire Triple Sec and Unsweetened Tea. Guys, other than your own team, who do you think had the best draft?
There's a couple teams that had good drafts. I think...
Rookie, by the way, welcome back,
yeah,
Rookie.
That's right.
Thanks.
Hey.
That's right. Thanks. Where am I?
Where have you been,
is happening,
by the way?
Right now? Move your microphone up. You're slipping there.
Am I?
There you go.
Yeah,
there you
okay.
go. Yeah, you're
there
good
we
now.
Go.
Wow. For those of you who are listening to the show for the first time, and I mean...
Wow.
It's probably everybody.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
rookie just had a baby.
Yay!
Hey! Thanks, guys.
Okay. Enough of the personal shit. Let's move on.
Whatever.
Okay.
What was the question again?
That's a good point. Okay. Which team had the best draft other than your own?
Other than my own? Yeah. Okay. I think the Cards did well. I think they didn't overthink it. They just took their guy. But they're picking at the top of the round every single round. They've got like their best shot, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think the Redskins had a pretty fortuitous, you know, they were looking for their guy. They got their guy at 15, and they weren't expecting it. I think there's a couple teams that did really well. I don't know. I think it's tough to go like every round. Like Jacksonville, they had what's his name? Faldewim at 7. Allen.
Josh Allen.
Yeah,
Josh Allen.
Faldewim at 7.
Yeah. Yep.
But then they like the rest of their picks, like it looked like they were like, okay, they're gonna hit this out of the park after the, like their first and second pick, but then afterwards it kinda
just
I don't know, they
wreck.
Went yeah, they went it was really weird.
Yeah.
Yep. I'd say Washington. I think Washington had the best draft.
Yeah. Wow. Really.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree with that. Yeah. But I'll go with Oakland. Not a popular pick because
unpopular.
No, no one liked, but I actually think that they got who they wanted when they wanted.
They only got an A from NFL.com.
Oh, yeah, right. Only an A.
checking.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's an A.
It's an A.
But their first pick was totally like lambasted because, oh, you picked him too early. But like that kid's a stud, right? But they got three players they needed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they had the three picks. So I don't think they wasted. I think they got their foundation players. I really do think they did a good job.
I think Oakland had a good draft because they actually prioritized character guys. And they said from the get-go that we're going to bring in high character guys. And then they went off the board specifically to get those guys.
Yeah.
I think they did really well. And then they got the best RB in the draft. So
I respect that. I respect the teams that have a philosophy and they follow it. Yeah. At a cost of like, oh my God, the draft experts out there who don't know what the fuck they're doing. But you know, you got all these people in the media thinking they know how to run a team.
Yeah.
And they don't. Yeah. Right? They just don't. Right?
Do you know what's awesome about that comment? Is that he's throwing praise to a GM on the Raiders.
Although I will say this is probably Gruden's draft more than anything else.
Oh yeah, right? Absolutely.
But regardless. So
the only pick. It's such a funny thing. Like it's a double edged sword. The pick of the running back, whatever his name is, like
Jones.
Josh Jacobs.
Josh Jacobs.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll fact check that and get back to you.
Stats guy.
Yeah, stats guy.
Stats guy's all over it.
But then you hear about like, okay, well, it's not a very high value position, and you used a high value draft pick on it. But like, I mean, come on, you get your guy. You go after your guy. You get your guy. If you're shit at drafting, your team's gonna be shit. If you're good at drafting, your guy is always gonna be a really valuable member of your team.
Yeah. Well, and the thing that I understand, I don't understand much about this at all, to be honest, is
you've said that four times. We're 4 minutes into the show.
But most teams don't have like 700 guys on their board.
No.
They have their guys.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And the game for them is when is the least possible time? Yeah. You know, how far can I go up before getting him?
And then
basically, right?
It's funny for Jacksonville, for instance.
Sure.
They probably had their guy, and then all of a sudden, Allen's available to them, and
they're like,
"What the fuck?
No longer my guy."
Yeah. Okay, redo the board. We're taking this guy.
It's true that there's some moments like that, but for the most part, they don't have like 20 running backs on their board.
No.
They've got. Yeah. The guy they want, and they're hoping to get him when they can get him, or even further back.
Wait a minute.
Exactly.
Wait a minute here. Are you telling me that NFL GMs don't run the draft like I run my fantasy draft?
That would explain a lot.
They have the same program with the list, and they go, oh, next is up here, and they just click go.
Yeah.
But they wait 14 and a half minutes.
Yeah. But you mean when you say that, you mean not showing up and having the program draft for you.
Right,
that's correct. Nobody auto-drafts? There's no auto?
Well, Gettleman
does. Imagine if a team didn't show up and they got all their guys auto-drafted. Imagine. That would be an amazing thing to watch.
And by the way, if Gettleman auto-drafted, he would have gotten Josh Allen.
Yeah, that's true. That is a
far better draft.
That's a good point. That's so good.
He's bid all of his money on Josh Allen.
Oh,
amazing.
My God. You know what? In like a year's time, the Giants are going to go to the media and they're going to say, we'd like to introduce you to our new GM, AI.
Yeah.
Welcome to the team, AI.
Yeah, welcome to the team. Pleased to meet you.
Let's get on with the show.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. What did you think of the drink?
Oh, fantastic.
Oh.
Fantastic.
Nice. Well, you like that sort of spicy whiskey shit,
right? I do like it. Yeah. No, I do. I mean, our barkeep, of course, is top notch.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So, we should have him on again sometime.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. Yeah, it's fair enough. Okay. Yeah.
No, the drink's good, though.
All right. Exactly. So the drink's good. Good job, barkeep.
Yep.
Barkeep's busy doing other shit right now, like baseball, but we love him anyways. He'll be back for the regular season, guys.
Baseball.
Yeah, I know. Whatever. If you'd like the recipe for the Tennessee Honey Tea cocktail and want to find out what we'll drink on our next show, just visit blitznfl.com and check out the Blitz Barkeep's blog, which is called Behind the Sticks.
Boom.
First down.
Hundreds of players' lives changed radically last weekend at the draft, but by some divine miracle, Dave Gettleman's life has not. Nope.
Wow.
He's still GM of the Giants, despite making some of the weirdest moves I've seen a GM make in the last few months. So let's backtrack a bit here. Number one, Gettleman signed OBJ to the biggest wide receiver contract in NFL history at the time, then traded him less than a year later to the Browns.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, instead of picking a proven quarterback in the first round to immediately take over for current Giants quarterback and AARP spokesperson Eli Manning, he chose Daniel Jones from Duke, who will sit for, according to Gettleman, up to 3 years. To learn how to play quarterback. And number three, he then used the 17th pick acquired through the OBJ pick to select a nose tackle, Dexter Lawrence, who I'm hearing will play, I'm making air quotes here, situationally. So my question here is, if you wanted to get fired as the GM, what would you do differently?
Pick me.
Yeah. With the 6th overall selection.
Coach!
Coach! Get up here! Oh, he's pulled his hammy. He's pulled his hammy running up to the stage.
This is actually a legitimate question, okay? Right. And this goes back to an old Seinfeld episode where George was desperately trying to get fired from the Yankees so he'd become the head scout for the Mets, right?
Oh, God.
If you wanted to get fired as a GM of an NFL team, like, honestly, what, like, would you do something like this or would you do something a little bit different? Because it can't really be noticed, right? Because you want to be picked up
by somebody else. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So what's going on here?
Oh, so you got to be really sneaky about it.
Yes.
It has to be so bad.
No, sneaky bad.
Sneaky bad.
Sneaky bad.
Yes.
Sneaky bad.
I think you pick guys with medical conditions.
Oh, nice.
You know what I mean? So that, like, he's got a heart condition that we just discovered.
heart condition.
He probably can't run anymore.
Yeah.
But, man, he was good in his fourth year.
Yeah.
That sort of shows up at the combine, doesn't it? He can't run anymore.
Yeah.
Guy shows up, he's like, I'm just not going to do it.
No, it'd be like Kyler Murray. Yeah, yeah, I don't have to run.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do the combine stuff.
Haven't played the last 2 years. No, I'm not going to run at the combine either.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
He's a character guy.
I think what I do something similar, but I'd go the Dorsey method, and I would actually do the opposite of what Mayock did. I would go guys with character issues. I would go strictly from that small list.
That's pretty awesome.
I'd be like, what has he done in the past? Yeah. And if you couldn't find any dirt, it was off the board instantly.
And then you can find, like, PIs or some guys to actually stoke that issue somehow.
Exactly. Yes.
You know, whatever it is. You know, like, put if it's a women thing or whatever the thing is.
Yep.
Just, like, just set them up.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that way,
what happens is
we have video of
like
a guy in a boat beating a fish to death. And like, that guy is our guy.
Yeah, love it. Give him the reins. He's the starting QB.
Even though he plays linebacker.
Yeah.
He's our guy.
Yeah. No, I like that one because when you talk about sneaky bad, you're going through, like, Dorsey got a job. But he drafted Hunt. He drafted Hill. But at a certain point, you look back and you go, like, John, you drafted all these guys.
You know, yeah.
Every single one of them is in trouble
the
right
question
now.
Question is,
did you do it on purpose?
What's Baker Mayfield's thing?
Oh. Yeah, I know.
What's going to come
wait,
out of that?
Just wait.
Is he doing the dogfighting with Vic right now, do you think?
No. It's been done. It's all new. It's got to be something else. Yeah, right, something else.
No, he's into, like, midget tossing or something.
Yes.
Yeah. That's going to be something.
He steps Absolutely. On kittens or something. Like
oh,
they,
for sure.
Except they throw them off buildings. I mean, it's going to be something crazy.
It is
serious midget throws.
Good call. Speaking of which, sorry about the Game of Thrones spoiler there, guys.
Don't.
Really. Sorry about that.
Don't.
You know what?
Do it.
Just to get off of that, Baker Mayfield is Dexter. He's Dexter.
Yes.
Oh, that's
right?
Nice.
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
I think like
he's probably
that.
Dexter, I think so.
Yeah. He's like a guy you really want to hang out with until he, like, puts you in a plastic bag.
Yeah.
What's with all the plastic in the room?
Yeah. Exactly. That's interesting. Nice knife collection.
Yeah.
But you know what's nuts about that is what's the goal right now for in some ways for a GM is to pick a quarterback for 4 or 5 years while they're on that rookie contract.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. So here you pick this quarterback. And I didn't know this 3-year part. I mean, so basically you're giving yourself 1 to 2 years – of this guy, of your team. You got a 1 to 2 year window now to win in the NFL.
Yeah, you're Jimmy Garoppolo.
Right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes, that's what it
is. It's the weirdest thing.
That's so strange.
It's the weirdest thing.
I mean, is he saying that because it's an Eli Manning Eagle thing? I don't know, but it's just like, if that's your actual plan, like, oh my God, dude, 35 million contracts are coming up now for quarterbacks. I mean, you're gutting the potential of your team, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you've got to have that 5-year window for your rookie quarterback.
Some guy had a great tweet the other day where they showed the Daniel Jones pick, and they said, Daniel Jones looks like the guy that they would put in a Hollywood movie to play Eli Manning in the story of Peyton Manning's life.
Oh,
Jesus.
Wow. Wow.
That's great.
Well, I was trying to remember that he said we want to go for the Aaron Rodgers recipe. And I couldn't remember how that played out.
That's waiting until the end of the first round.
Yeah, exactly.
26
yeah.
or something?
Yeah,
like
yeah
that?
Exactly.
28?
24? I don't know.
But it made him very mad.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So mad he went out and won one Super Bowl.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Josh Allen was mad. Or Josh Rosen was mad, too.
Yeah,
sure
absolutely.
Was. Disrespected at 10. Yeah.
Can you imagine
disrespected
at
10?
And now, how much more disrespected is he now? Good God. But still punchable.
Oh, totally punchable.
Still very punchable.
Oh,
very
my God. I'd hit punchable. That guy in the face
yeah.
so
oh, yeah.
quickly.
So very several
I'd have to reach up a long way. But you know what?
Second down.
The most highly anticipated movie of the decade, Avengers Endgame, has just come out, and LeSean McCoy saw it opening night.
Oh,
so did I.
You know how I know that? Because he then spoiled the ending for everybody
by
posting.
No! What did he do?
Luckily, I don't follow him.
Exactly. Brandon Bean said McCoy is still the starter, but let's pretend for a moment that you were the GM of the Bills. What would you do with McCoy?
You're done. You're muzzled at least.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah. For sure you are.
Any more sounds out of you?
Yeah.
Your contract canceled.
Yeah. You're done.
What a douche.
That is seriously.
Like, this is like, what, 20 years
of films?
So
he actually went out of his way to post some spoiler on social media.
Yeah.
Are you sure it wasn't Antonio Brown?
Yeah.
Just spoofing that account?
Wow.
No, it was not.
Man. See, you got to be a special kind of
dick
piece of shit to do that. that's so rude.
It is.
That's so rude.
Ridiculous.
Just awful, isn't it? Ugh. I know.
God.
And it's funny because it's like there are, I mean, there's a ton of Game of Thrones spoilers on Twitter and social media right now. But I think that there's this agreement, I think,
yeah,
this
right.
unsaid agreement yes. amongst everybody, which is, guys, you watch Game of Thrones as it's happening. As it comes out, that's when you watch Game of Thrones
yes.
because everyone's going to freak out about it, and mm-hmm. that's how it goes.
Except for Bill and I.
Except for you guys. Yeah. Yes, exactly. But when it comes to a movie, fuck, guys. I mean, not everyone's going to see the damn thing opening weekend.
Literally,
like, yeah.
not everyone can see it.
Yes!
You know what I mean? Like,
that's
physically
exactly right.
cannot see it. But yes. TV, or you
I
know,
hear you. I hear you.
Streaming
totally.
Media yeah. now, everyone could see it.
Yes, good point.
Time.
Yeah. Let's go on a tool that has a worldwide megaphone, and let's tell everyone how the movie
ends. Yeah, that's what I mean. He had to go out of his way. He was nefarious in,
yes.
his,
Whoa.
In his plan.
Good
it's
word.
Really bizarre.
It is bizarre.
And in fact, it's made like a ton of news that this guy got on Twitter and screwed it up for everybody.
And it's wow. good because it should stop every other idiot from doing that from the next thing.
Would it, though?
Yeah, there's always an idiot.
You know?
There?
Okay, so here's my solution.
I
trade him straight up. Tyreek Hill for this guy. Because what he did was 10 times worse.
Man.
Hot take. Oh, he's been let go from the show, actually.
And we're going to bring in Ray Rice,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay, here's what I do. Okay, the Bills took a running back in the third round, Devin Singletary.
Yep.
That's the starter.
Absolutely.
Boom.
That's
oh,
the starter.
No.
And do you know what else? Here's the thing. At training camp, you know what McCoy does? Has to carry this other guy's shit.
Yeah.
You know what? You clean that shit
For
up.
Sure.
Unbelievable.
That's just table stakes. Like,
oh,
that
yeah,
is an
yeah.
obvious reaction.
Yeah.
That's an obvious reaction.
And don't even give him the playbook.
No.
No.
We'll just surprise you at the game day.
Yeah.
What, McCoy is going to playbook?
Yeah. yeah.
Doesn't give him a playbook.
That's the best season he's had in 3 years, probably.
Yeah.
He's going up to Allie. He's like, does this go left or right? He's like, yeah. fuck you, Captain America.
yeah. Yeah. That's
yeah,
shitty.
It is
That's
really
amazing.
Terrible.
So shitty.
I know. You used to think the guy was a dude, but no.
You're right. It's like 25 movies build up. It's like
That's
a
crazy.
Ridiculous...
22 like to be exact.
22, is
yeah,
it?
Close enough.
And like, when did Iron Man come out? 2008 or something like that?
1974.
1974.
Amazing.
So for 100 years,
yes,
we've
exactly.
been building up to
yeah,
this
nice
point.
Millennial man.
All it takes is
one
5 seconds.
5 seconds of douchery.
Just
yep,
tick,
screwed
tick,
it up
tick.
For everybody.
Unbelievable.
Post.
Yeah. The worst part is I don't think he even deleted it.
Right.
Of course, when it's out there, I mean, it's retweeted like crazy, right?
Yeah.
Jesus.
There's screenshots of it.
Fucking
there,
crazy.
Sure. Sick.
Yeah, it's a sickness.
Fuck. I'm already pissed. I don't know what happened. You know? What do we do now?
I know.
I saw the
it.
Movie, by the way.
Did you? Yeah. Was it good?
Opening night.
Well, I'm sure you
Oh,
did.
You said that earlier.
Yeah. It was awesome.
Did you tell anyone what happened?
No.
You care to pull a LeSean for us there?
Do you guys want me to?
No.
Then no.
Not at all. I already read that fucker's tweet.
Did you?
Yes.
What did it say?
Oh, did you?
No, I'm not going to say
anything.
It.
Wow.
Oh, very nice.
I'm not going to say anything.
See, that's character. That's a high character guy.
That was a good test.
Right
there. Good test.
Raiders.
I'm an Oakland Raider.
11th round
I'm
pick.
I'm an Oakland Raider. There you go. An 11th rounder. I believe it's called undrafted free agent.
Look, Raj, if it had gone to 11, we would have taken you there. We would have taken
Yeah, exactly. Guaranteed. If 350 guys more could come off the board...
You'd be right there.
351.
You'd be right there.
You were 351 every time. Besides, my name's Stats Guy on the show. Jesus.
Really? Are we still recording? I thought we were. Are we done?
Oh,
I'm eating chips
still
now.
Rolling. We're still rolling.
I know. Yeah, I'm going to start eating too.
Yeah.
Vacations can be tricky. You already know how to book flights and hotels, but now the only thing you're missing is, you know, the actual travel experience. Because is it really a vacation if you're just sitting around like you would at home? You need a tool to get the most out of your time away. That's where Viator steps in. You can book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. And 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Third down.
Former Bills and current Raiders running back Marshawn Lynch retired from the NFL recently with zero fanfare, which is so Marshawn.
It is.
He always let his play do the talking for him, and that's fitting because his most memorable run in 2011 against the Saints was responsible for making the fans yell so loud that the local seismographs registered an earthquake. I'm going to roll tape for you now.
Yes!
Crowd silent now, as opposed to when the Saints have the ball. Oh, look at this run! What a run! Marshawn Lynch! Still on his feet! Has blockers now! He's dancing his way for the touchdown!
That's as good an effort as I've ever seen in my life from a running back.
Go Hawks!
Okay, yeah. That run basically sealed the win for the Hawks, who, by the way, were serious underdogs going into that game.
Oh, yeah.
Right? 7-9, hosting a playoff game against the Saints. And
yeah,
after
fucked.
That run, though, the cameras went straight to Drew Brees, who took off his hat and put on his helmet to try to get the Saints back in it. But you know, you knew that they were out of it at that point.
Yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
Let me ask you, what movie do you think represents what Brees was thinking when he saw Beastquake actually happen?
Take it, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, Rookie?
You're happy to go? Well, he still doesn't know his movie. He's
no, like, that's a good call.
He's Googling it right
now. I'm working on it.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
He's on Alta Vista.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you doing?
How do you even get
that? No, that's actually.
You get that on your phone.
Yeah. It's an archive site.
Yeah. It's amazing. Is that Ask Jeeves?
Yeah, it's Ask Jeeves. I love Ask Jeeves.
Okay, I got a take then. I got a hot take.
Ooh.
So who do you think of when you look at Drew Brees? Like, what does he scream to you? Who does he scream to you? Movie character. There's got to be.
Matt Damon.
Movie character.
Oh, movie character.
Yeah.
Character.
Yeah. What does Drew Brees scream to you?
Who?
Well, to me.
Yeah, I was going to say, I got that.
Yes, that is. Sorry, I really put you guys on the spot there.
I'm drawing a blank here.
Yeah. To me, he screams Hans Gruber.
Oh, God.
Absolutely.
Wow.
He is Hans Gruber.
I love Hans Gruber.
Yeah.
Die hard.
Yeah. And
so
here's why I think it makes a lot of sense to me. Is because Drew's done really well up to that point in the game.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Plans were well laid out. The team was built, you know, good, solid team. They just won the year before. You know, we know they're a good group.
Yep.
They were executing really well. Like, it was going as planned.
Executing. Nice word.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. Hans Gruber.
Wow.
Executing.
Wow. And then something happened. And this one dude showed up.
Wow.
And Drew's throwing everything he's got at this guy. He throws Tony at him. Dead. Throws Heinrich at him. Dead. Marco. Fritz.
Fritz.
I love Fritz. Christoph, all of them, one after another. Dead.
Now I have a machine gun. Ho, ho, ho.
Nine henchmen he throws at this guy, McClane.
Henchmen.
And every single one of them fails to take this guy out. And at the end of the day, his brilliantly executed plan, his excellent individual accomplishment up until that point. He had an unbelievable game. He set a playoff record.
Like 700 yards passing.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
Yeah, don't check us on that. But one dude, that's all it took.
Wow.
John McClane.
In bare feet.
All it took.
In bare feet.
In bare feet.
Bleeding in bare feet.
9 million terrorists in the world, and I got to kill one with feet smaller than my sister.
walking across crushed glass.
Oh, yeah. It was incredible.
It was tough to watch. Yeah. That was I haven't said the movie yet.
What's the movie? Is that
I said I said Die Hard.
Yeah,
of course it's Die Hard.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yep. Love Die Hard. Absolutely.
Yeah. God, gold.
Yeah.
That's so good. I mean, but coach, you know what? You've been doing shows since Rookie's been out, so you're probably, you know, well
I bet you're rolling.
I bet you're rolling.
You're building this up?
I sure am.
Yeah. What the fuck's wrong with you?
Oh, because I know where it's going.
Yes.
All right, so I have one here. So Here it comes. So
I'm gonna go Die Hard 2, guys.
Yeah. So there's a movie franchise. It's a franchise now. But this was a team of players who, as we mentioned or you mentioned, they're 7-9, right? Hosting a playoff game against previous year's champs. Like that's out of whack.
Yeah.
A lot of airtime of how out of whack that was.
Yeah.
So you've got this team, right? You got Sidney Rice as your star receiver. Right, you've got Leroy Hill as your middle linebacker. You've got Brandon Browner, who really shouldn't be playing cornerback, but he was. You've got Tavares Jackson
as
your quarterback.
Wow.
You've got who else? Oh,
that's right.
John Moffitt, who like quit to like basically smoke drugs.
Wait a second. Hasselbeck.
It was Hasselbeck
playing.
Damn it. Was it Hasselbeck that year?
Yeah. Keep going. You know what? Going. This is perfect.
Yeah, this is
perfect.
Right
this
on,
is all good.
Right on right on note.
Anyways, you've got what I would recall kind of a misfit team.
You got three of those names wrong.
Just work with me here.
Yeah, Browner retired the year before.
I don't even know who Leroy is.
But you've got a bunch of guys that really didn't belong so much, right? Either they're kind of washed up, or they weren't ever good anyways, or they're brand new. Like, this was the Bad News Bears coming in. Right?
Wow.
It's the Bad News Bears coming in.
Yeah.
And here's Breeze. Breeze is like every good team that they played going, what the fuck is happening here?
Yeah.
You've got ridiculous talent here that doesn't know what he's doing. You got all this mishmash of guys, and they're winning?
Yeah.
They're winning?
Yeah.
You can just see him just incredulous going, how does this happen?
Yeah.
The hell is that, a baggie full of bacon?
I'm on Atkins.
What?
I have to eat all the time, keep my metabolism up, so my body becomes a fat-burning machine, so assholes like you don't give me shit all the time.
You know, are they sneaking the ball behind their back at first base? You know, and then tagging the guy out?
Nice.
Like, what's going on here, right? So,
nice.
For me, he's that every team that should have beaten the Bad News Bears and didn't.
Yeah. Wow.
Because they had no business winning that game.
No.
Wow.
Hasselbeck had a game, too. He threw four TDs that game.
It's insane. Jeez.
No. You mean Tavares Jackson did.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number eight. Tavares Jackson. Love it.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm going to go with Mean Girls.
Oh.
And you're probably thinking it's because poor, lovable Drew Brees taking off his hat and putting on his helmet, and everybody loves Drew, and of course, Drew is the hero.
He's the hero
in this story,
and
right?
He was.
So he's Katie Heron, right? The naive, homeschooled girl from Africa initially loses out on her boyfriend to the queen of the plastics, Regina George, who keeps everyone in her high school under her thumb, even the teachers.
Great movie.
Because she's unbelievably gorgeous and cool, not to mention meteorically condescending to everyone in her path. No, in my version, Drew Brees isn't Katie Heron. He is Regina George, okay? Remember, the Saints were the defending Super Bowl champions that year, and they got there by beating the bounty gate out of Brett Favre, remember, in the NFC Championship game, and terrorizing Peyton Manning in the Super Bowl. So I'm thinking before the Beastquake play, Drew was sitting on the sidelines wondering how the plastics, otherwise known as the Saints defense, were going to destroy yet another hapless student's confidence and ostracize them from making it to the next round of the playoffs. But then, something odd happened. Katie, otherwise known as Marshawn, busted through that vaunted defense and trucked 67 yards to pay dirt. And I have to think this is like two moments in that movie. Number one, where Regina finds out that those protein bars that Katie suggests to her make her gain weight.
Love it.
Lose weight.
Love it.
And that scream.
Man, I hate those things. Coach Carr makes us eat those when we want to move up a weight class.
What?
They make you gain weight like crazy.
Mother!
Do we have to say that?
Or the second one... when it all comes crashing down on Regina at the end, and she ends up getting hit by a bus.
Do you know what everyone says about you? They say that you're a homeschooled jungle freak who's a less hot version of me. Yeah. So don't try to act so innocent. You can take that fake apology and shove it right up your hairy ass.
And that's how Regina George died.
Fuck. Wow. Mean Girls.
Wow.
Mean
Good
girls.
Take. You called Mean Girls in that.
Yeah.
Mean Girls.
Damn right.
Hmm. I like that.
No, let's just end on that. Hmm.
Hmm.
Fourth down.
Oh, fuck. Just eat it.
Just go.
Oh, God.
Just go.
I swear to God, every time I push in record, Coach is shoveling shit into his mouth. just never changes.
He skipped dinner.
Just never changes.
This is dinner.
He skipped
dinner.
Breakfast as well. Yeah. I mean, he just shows up.
You haven't eaten in weeks.
Just here for the treats, man.
That's obvious. The NFL reported that over 47 million people watched the NFL draft
over
the three-day spectacle. If you were an agent and you had a client who was going to go in the first round, what advice would you give him?
God, wear a good suit.
Yeah. I'd say just keep it simple. Keep it simple.
Don't trip.
Blue suit, like just simple stuff. But did you see, like, Kyler Murray got up there,
yep.
And his suit was sponsored, and you could see the sponsor by his name when he was drafted.
Wow.
It
awful.
Was incredible how far this has gone from, like, you know, probably 22 guys in a smoked out room just sort of throwing their tickets in for a guy to this spectacle.
I know.
Yeah. With, like, literally, like, I don't know what the fucking suit company was, but, like, I'm seeing an advertisement for a suit for the first pick. Incredible.
And why would you want to say that you made that suit?
I don't know.
Like a pink tuxedo
and it was
with
pink.
A maroon tie.
Yeah.
And
it was just 47 million people are watching.
Really?
Crazy.
Yeah. How many pink suits do you think they sold based on that?
Okay. Is it worth it if they sold seven?
No.
Well, seven would do.
Yeah. But wait, I guess
he bought
is,
the suit.
I guess. No, he was given
no,
the
he was
suit.
Given, he was
okay,
given,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
no, I know he had to return it, I think.
Yeah. So here's my point. Like, if you're. So one thing that I really occurred to me as I was watching the first round is that every single guy that's sitting in the green room, when they're doing that walk up after they got their name called, they're all wiping sweat off their face.
Uh-huh.
So my first thing I would give my guy advice to do is, like, number one, take your jacket off in the green room and sit in front of the aircon, dude.
Yeah.
That's what you got to do because you never know when you're going to go.
Yeah.
And you don't want to be a fucking sweaty mess when you get up there.
Yeah.
Number two, don't just be excited when you walk on stage with Goodell.
Yeah.
We can see you the moment you get picked and you go, oh, fuck. And then you do the walk and then you come out and go, all right, I guess I'm a Detroit Lion now.
Yeah.
I love it.
I mean, come on. Dude.
You know what I want?
That's amazing.
I want to be the guy giving them the hats. Did you see that guy in the tunnel?
Oh, my God.
That was hilarious.
Why does that guy seem like he doesn't know where the hats are?
He doesn't even seem like he cares.
He shows up out of nowhere.
Seriously.
He's kind of like, oh, so you're a giant. You okay, well, there you go.
I think he's in there watching Game of Thrones.
I think he's doing
and
something
like that. And fucking going like, oh, shit, yeah, where's
you know
that Steelers
actually,
hat?
Do you know what that guy's doing?
No.
He's watching the fucking draft. He's not handing out hats.
Yeah,
and he's like,
oh, shit,
I'm on.
Yeah.
That's me.
He looked clueless. It was the funniest thing. Like, who's this guy?
I know.
You know, he just
couldn't figure it out.
Kind of gives the guy a pat in the back. Here's your hat, and he's gone again.
These kids are hilarious because they get picked,
thing.
And all of a sudden it's like you're walking through this tunnel. It's the biggest moment,
arguably,
of your life.
Oh yeah.
And the first people that congratulate you are four octogenarians.
Yeah.
That, you know,
like,
that
no,
you're
I
like,
don't.
What the hell is going on? Is this the NFL or am I going into a crypt? What's happening?
But the first guy
here?
Is the hat guy.
I know.
That's the weirdest thing. It's the hat guy.
That's the guy that designed
it. Come on.
So,
don't
come
on.
Let's
Don't take the hat. Don't take the wind out of Hat Guy's sails. It's the biggest night of his year.
But he looked.
Hat Guy goes 364 days doing nothing. He does nothing. But and then all of a sudden he gets the night. He gets to dress up. He's like, baby, I got to go to work.
I know. Yeah, but
this
that guy
is my day.
Give that guy a Red Bull and put him in the hallway.
That's
then. The guy
what I'm
just,
saying.
He's like he's asleep at the
he
switch.
Just, he just looks so bored.
It's tough. It's tough.
You know what they should
do? I mean,
do?
You don't get dry runs. You don't, like, what's he got, like, four
like dry runs you to know, go through exactly how he's going to hand off.
He should be doing like the big fancy handshakes and the whole works. Like, do something,
oh,
man.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No,
something
guy,
cool.
Hat guy.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come
this
on.
This guy's fishing the rest of the year. He's not doing anything.
He's fishing.
He says, no. This is his one day.
You know, so I'm with Coach here because you know what? Hat guy, you got to be better, yeah. Hat guy.
Yeah.
What I would really prefer instead of having one hat guy is why don't you make it so you make a fan of that team be able to give that hat to that draft
100%.
Pick. Could you right. imagine what that would be
I was
like?
Thinking
the genuine joy of a super fan going, fuck, man, look at this dude coming down.
I love
we
that.
We got Daniel Jones. I'm
right?
The
right?
Giants fan
right?
would be the best.
Right?
The Giants, you
the Giants fan
yeah, he's
would be
gonna,
the best.
Yeah, he's
he'd be like, who the fuck are you? Who the fuck are you?
He'd be taking the hat. He'd be stepping on the hat.
Yeah. No,
it in.
No. The guy would quote himself.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's
yeah.
like, fuck,
I'm going.
With the 6th overall pick, New York Giants select me.
Me.
Not this piece of shit, Daniel Jones.
I'm Craig Johnson. That's my name.
Yeah.
I'm from Toledo, Ohio.
Yeah.
5'5", 136 pounds of whoop ass.
Yeah, say hello to your mother for me, all right? Guy just became a Philly fan.
Oh, love it.
So I think that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, I, like
I think that's brilliant.
That's what we got to do.
Like,
see,
that's
why, that's why it's not a super fan, but it needs to be a
I think
super
it
fan.
Absolutely should be a super fan. Oh, my God. NFL, if you're listening, we will absolutely sign up for that.
Because the super fan would just give him a different hat. It wouldn't even
acknowledge
him. Just give him a Steelers hat or something. Like, go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself.
Probably going to happen anyway. Probably going to happen anyway.
Yeah. You're going to.
Is going to get cut. They're going to pick you up.
It's going to be Tampa, actually. Tampa will take you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, that puts a wrap on this episode.
Whew.
I'd like to welcome Rookie back to the fold. Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Wow, you're wearing parenthood well.
It was a rough first episode back. That's for sure.
It really was.
Yeah.
And, but coach will be better next
couple
time.
Couple mistakes from pretty
coach.
Much. Couple continuity problems. It's tough. It's tough out here.
Well,
we'll
sharpen up.
Yeah,
we'll sharpen up.
We'll get there. We'll get there.
I'd like to think of you as the hat guy of this show.
Hat guy.
Yeah, well done.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I prepare for 364 days.
What is preparing for you, by the way?
Probably Googling some stuff on the drive over.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's excellent.
Yeah, actually, I have an immense amount of time to do it, but.
Unbelievable. Yeah. You know what?
But doesn't care.
Yes. Oh, just, yeah, not even
less.
Close.
Yeah. Couldn't care less.
Yeah. You know. Coach, your kids are both 40, 45 years old.
40, 45.
So, you know what?
Little Timmy's about 38.
I know.
Actually.
It's hard.
Little Timmy's 38.
Hard to sympathize, I would imagine, with what Rookie's going through because you don't remember.
Don't care.
But yeah, good point.
Don't care.
None of us do.
Yeah.
Thanks again for listening to the show. What a pleasure. If you want to listen to other episodes of Blitz NFL, just visit blitznfl.com or visit our blog at blitznfl.com/blog. I guess.
Sure.
Just go to sure. Just go to the website. Just have a look or subscribe or
Google it.
Do those things. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Don't be the hat guy of listeners.
Nobody wants that. Nobody wants to be hat.
Thanks for tuning in.
Love it.
Talk to you next time.
Go pack.
We don't really talk. Well, I guess we talk at them. Talk at you next time.
Talk at you next
right.
time.
Right.
We'll be talking at you later.
Support for this show comes from Fundrise. Buy low, sell high. It's easy to say, hard to do. For example, high interest rates are crushing the real estate market right now. Demand is dropping and prices are falling, even for many of the best assets. It's no wonder the Fundrise Flagship Fund plans to go on a buying spree, expanding its $1 billion real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise Flagship Fund to your portfolio in just minutes and with as little as $10 by visiting fundrise.com/fox. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise Flagship Fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/flagship. This is a paid advertisement.
More to-dos, less time, and an infinite number of tools to keep track of. Sometimes doing business has never felt harder, but you don't need a miracle to hit your goals. you can just use HubSpot, because their all-in-one customer platform can make growing your business infinitely easier. Imagine this: high-quality leads, fast closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle. It's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.